This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم Respected scholars, beloved elders and brothers in Islam, there is no specific time to praise the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, praising Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invites the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a means of gaining rewards from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to defend the honor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the people of Quraysh spoke evil about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through poems, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to climb on the minbar and to answer them. Wa ahsana minka lam taraqattu ayni. O Prophet Muhammad, there is no one superior than you that my eyes have ever seen. Wa ajmala minka lam talid an-nisa. No mother has given birth to a child more beautiful than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. O Prophet Muhammad, you have been created free from any shortcomings. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though you have been created the way you wanted to be created. So Hazrat Hassan used to defend the honor, Hazrat Hassan used to defend Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to answer the people of Quraysh. Now, as I said, there is no specific time or there is no specific period in praising Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, in the next 12 minutes, I will sweeten my tongue by praising Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give pleasure to your ears by listening to the praise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can never ever do justice to the praises of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of how Allah Ta'ala has praised Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran. Allah says, "Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin." O Prophet Muhammad, we have sent you as a mercy to the mankind. The ulama, the scholars explain that there are two explanations to the word rahmah in this verse. What is the first explanation? Rahmah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was compassionate. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to feel the pain of others. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to smile in the happiness of others. That is the meaning of rahmah. And look at the examples that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us in order for us to understand what it means to be compassionate. After the battle of Badr, after the battle of Uhud, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in so much pain. He was brutally injured. His lips were busted. His teeth were broken. He lost 70 companions, close friends, relatives. And together with that, he had to break the news about his cousin passing away to his aunt. With all this pain, and together with that, his uncle, Hadrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who wasn't only killed, he was mutilated, he was cut into pieces. The Sahaba mentioned that when we saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that condition, we could hear his chest grinding. There was a boiling sound coming out of his chest. That is how much pain Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through. But regardless of all that pain, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the ability to look across the room and see Hadrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who also lost his father in the same battle. Who was Hadrat Jabir? Young Sahabi. A day before the battle, the father told him that you have 7 sisters. If I have to die tomorrow, then you have to take care of all the 7 sisters. And the father passed away. So within a night, from a brother, he changed into a fatherly figure. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at him, that Hadrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is crying. Prophet Muhammad walks to him, he hugs him, and then he consoles him that, oh Jabir, don't cry. Look at the pain Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is going through. Regardless of that, he walks up to Hadrat Jabir and he tells him that, oh Jabir, don't cry. Don't cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept khair and goodness for your father. In fact, when your father was martyred and he fell down on the floor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel with wings to cover his body so that the heat of the sun doesn't harm your father. Look at how he consoled him. That is being compassionate. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Another example, after the battle of Mut'ah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts receiving all the sahaba. And from the people who passed away in this battle, one person was his cousin, Hadrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about this news, he was very sad. So he walked up to the house of Hadrat Asma, who is the wife to Hadrat Jabir, who has passed away. He goes to the house of Hadrat Asma and he tells Asma that, oh Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, where are the kids? Bring the kids to me. The kids are brought forward. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts hugging them. He starts kissing them. Hadrat Asma says that, oh Prophet of Allah, why are you treating my children like orphans? Has something happened? Has something happened? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with tears in his eyes, replies that, oh Asma, your husband Jafar has passed away. So Hadrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha starts crying that, who's going to take care of me? Who's going to take care of my children? Who's going to take care of the expenses that we will need? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells her that, oh Asma, I am there for your children in this world and in the next. I am going to take care of them. And when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, he didn't just say it out of emotions. Normally what happens is that we make commitments out of emotions. Then we are humans, we forget sometimes. We make commitments and we forget out of emotions. But look at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he said that, I am going to take care of them, look at what he did. Firstly, he goes to his house and he tells his wife, Hadrat Aisha, that, oh Aisha, the house of Asma is preoccupied with the issue of Jafar. So send food for them. So till 3 days, food goes from the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the house of the late. Number one. Number two, later on, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to find out that the hair of the kids, the hair of the children to Hadrat Jafar started growing. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the leader of humanity, he himself take care and sends barber to the house of Hadrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to cut the hair of the children of Hadrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was compassionate. He is to understand the pain of others, understand the happiness of others. So that is the first meaning, the first explanation that the scholars have given. The second explanation that the scholars have given of the word rahmah is that no faculty, no tabaka, there is no department, no institution, no organization, no personality, no individual, no profession who has stayed away from benefiting from the mercy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from benefiting from the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aren't the women indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the women were disregarded, belittled, looked down. And then when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he said, "Al jannatu tahta aqdami ummahatikum." Jannah lies beneath the feet of your mothers. He said that if you have a sister, you give her the right share from the inheritance, then Allah Ta'ala promises you Jannah. He said, upon one occasion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if someone has 3 daughters in his homes, he gives them the right upbringing, he gets them married, Allah Ta'ala promises this person Jannah. A sahabi stood up, "Oh Prophet of Allah, what about 2 daughters? He said, "Jannah." "What about 1 daughter?" He said, "Jannah." So aren't the women indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Aren't the rulers indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad when he said that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, seven people are going to be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of them is going to be a just ruler? Aren't the oppressed ones, the weak ones, indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad when he said, ittaqi da'wat al-madloom, ittaqi da'wat al-madloom, stay away, abstain getting curses of an oppressed person? Aren't the traders indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, at-tajiru sadukul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada was-salihin? An honest businessman is going to be with the anbiya, with the prophets, with the martyrs on the day of qiyamah, as long as he's honest. Aren't the laborers indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad when he said, al-kasibu habibullah, a person who strives in earning halal money is a friend of Allah? So aren't the laborers indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad? Aren't the humans indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad when he said, la fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin, there is no superiority of an Arab over a non-Arab except with taqwa and piety? Aren't the animals indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by a sahabi that, O Prophet of Allah, inna lana fil bahaimi ajrun, is there reward for us in taking care of animals? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, there is reward for you in taking care of each and every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aren't we indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when on the day of Arafah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined his Zuhr and Asr Salah, and then he made dua for how many hours? 1 hour? 2 hours? 3 hours? 4 hours? No, 5 hours continuously making dua for the Ummah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was promised Jannah, the family members of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were promised Jannah. He said, Hazrat Ali is going to be my neighbor in Jannah. Hazrat Fatima is going to be the princess of Jannah. Hazrat Hussein is going to be the prince of Jannah. Umar Jannah, Abu Bakr Jannah, Uthman Jannah. Then who was he making dua for? It was for you and I, respected elders and friends. Aren't we indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when on the day of Eidul Adha, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed an animal, and then the dua that he made was, Allahumma taqabbal bi Muhammad, Allah accept this sacrifice from Muhammad, wa ali Muhammad, from the family of Muhammad, wa ummati Muhammad, and from the ummat of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed an animal and he took our name. So aren't we indebted to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Upon one occasion, Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is seated with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of tahajjud. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allahumma ghfir li Aisha, oh Allah, forgive Aisha. So Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha started smiling. She was very happy. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, oh Asma, what makes you so happy? Hadrat Aisha, what makes you so happy? So Hadrat Aisha replied that, oh Prophet of Allah, why shouldn't I be happy? The Prophet of Allah has made dua for me. Why shouldn't I be happy? So what did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said that, O Aisha, I make this dua for my ummah after every salah. I make this dua for every person seated here. We are all involved. We are all involved after every salah. Respected elders and friends, this is the honor. This is the sacrifice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let us look at his honor. In Quran, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses a prophet, Allah ta'ala takes his name. For example, Hazrat Zakariya, ya Zakariya, khudil kitaba bikuwa. Allah ta'ala is directly addressing Zakariya alayhi salam with his name. Ibrahim, ya Ibrahim, qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya. Ya Yahya, khudil kitaba bikuwa. Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. So all the anbiya, all the prophets are addressed directly with their name. But when it comes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala uses different names. And whenever Allah ta'ala has mentioned Muhammad, it is only to link his name with the prophethood. For example, ya ayyuhal muzzammil, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. But now whenever he has used Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is to link with the prophethood. Ma kana Muhammad aba ahadim min rijalikum walakin Rasulullah. So respected elders and friends, look at the honor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and look at the concern he had for this humanity. So respected elders and friends, what we are seeing outside here, what we are seeing, this preparation is for the same cause. It is for the same cause. An ijtima, a gathering is going to take place starting onwards from tomorrow after Asr Salah till Monday morning. And the only reason why people are going to gather is to understand the concern of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he had for the humanity, and how to take this legacy forward. That is what is going to be discussed. So respected elders and friends, everyone is requested to take out some time. MashaAllah, you can see everyone is using his talent, or everyone is giving an input of his talent in preparation of this ijtima. If we can't do any of this, let us be part of the gathering. Let us come and sit here. Let us listen to the praises of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us listen to the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us go back with that message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.